Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. The senseless killing in Iraq has been denounced across the globe. Iranians have also taken to the streets of the capital to express their anger over the relentless violence. Press News' Behnam Khodadadi reports from Tehran's Imam Hussein Square.
Hundreds of Iranians have come out to rally in support of the people of Iraq and also to express their anger against the violence and extremism that's happening in that country. Many of the people we saw here were even signing up to go and defend the holy sites in that country. Volunteers to defend the holy sites included the young and the old. Takfiri militants from the group the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant have threatened to attack religious sites in the country. These people here said they can never get there, and they will defend those sites if necessary.
We are here to say that they can't do anything when there are youth like us here.
One of the religious sites in Karbala has millions of pilgrims every year, and Iranians make up a big share.
I'm here to say that I will defend the shrine of Imam Hussein in Karbala.
Iran has, however, said it will not send forces or weapons to Iraq. The militants have captured parts of the north and west of Iraq. The terrorists have killed over 1,000 people just in June. And according to the United Nations, civilians make up the majority of the toll. Many Iranians came out to show their discontent at the situation in Iraq and to express solidarity with its people.
We are here to say the word that we don't forget our brothers in Iraq and Syria.
In contrast to some that differentiate between Shia or Sunni Islam, we believe that we are all Muslim and alike, and we have come out in their support.
Iranian politician Saeed Jalili talked about how Muslims can pass through these problems through unity.
They are trying to distort the image of Islam through takfiris and similar things. And these things are being done to tarnish the image of Islam. The Islamic Ummah should unite, and they will be more successful through unity.
While Iran says it will not send forces to Iraq, however, it's unclear what will the normal people do if the militants reach the holy sites in Iraq. Behnam Khodadadi reporting for Press TV in Tehran.